This is Ralph Kermit Winterroad II with the Ralph Winterroad Show out of Alaska, True Seeker of the Far North. Snow on the ground up here, about 3 inches out of here. Of course, I'm under house arrest here right now because the problems that I'm experiencing, they're trying to really shut me down on a Chickalin driver's license. I was stupid enough. I've had two other FBI stings, and I got involved in this one, and I made a stupid mistake and got a Chickalin driver's license. And, of course, they gave me 6 months in the pokey and $5,000 fine, $5,000 or 5 year probation. I mean, God, they don't even do that to people second and third DWIs. And anyway, I served my time, and they put it down to 30 days served. And of course, if they catch me out before the driver's license thing expires, why, I'll be spending 5 months in jail and another $4,000 fine, and they'll probably get around and add more to that. And, of course, at the sentencing, their big thing is, we want you to quit posting to the Internet. And you know what? I told them they can go to hell. As long as I'm alive, I'm going to spread the truth, and the truth will set you free. If it don't, I'm sure as heck might get me in the grave. But I tell you what, I'm not surrendering to these people. We're going to get the truth out there, and I know there's some good people left out there. They just lack the knowledge to understand what's going on, and it's not easy. I've been researching here this last week. We're going up to the should be filed to into the Supreme Court on the on an IRS and how they hook people for that. They take people's money, they take their property. It's just unbelievable what's going on, and the people don't know. They really don't know, and it's not an easy thing to figure out. It's just not easy. Another thing in this other case, before we get back into this other here, is this Alice Brown. She actually filed in the cooperative agreements. These are private law agreements where the Alaska court system in 2005 made about $500,000 in kickbacks. That's what the judge made. And it's in Article 6. If you get your cooperative agreements, they're hard to find. They're usually in the Department of Revenue is always a good place to get tangled up with the child custody. But Article 6 is the one of the killer clauses. And it says if this judge doesn't do what they want done, they're going to take money away from the court system. They'll either take a penalty or they won't give them money. They may penalize them or they won't give them money. And what do you think that judge is going to do? Well, Alice brought that up, and guess what? The great Supreme Court of Alaska. They mentioned it twice and never touched it. Doesn't exist. We're not about to go there because they can't go there. They can't. They're not going to make a ruling, and they did put that out as a reporter case that's already been got some sites where they're using it already because they love to live in this land of fraud and nod. God, I tell you, unbelievable. I don't know. It's just why don't you tell us briefly what happened on the habeas? There was a habeas that was filed over there, Greg.
And you're talking the one filed in the federal court?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, the federal judge, instead of looking at it as being the violation of my due process rights, he took it and tried to move it into a situation that had to do with we filed on the basis of the violation of my due process rights, and this federal judge Stephen D. Merriday, should be Mayday. We should be yelling Mayday, Mayday. Because we got these judges in sitting as judges, it's just. But so either way, what it did, it came back. He sided with the lower court, and he stated that he doesn't deal with, he doesn't get involved in cases of custody disputes or these kind of cases. We filed in the federal court on the basis of not being able to get due process in the lower court. And I mean, we wasn't asking him to decide whether there was abuse, abandonment, neglect. That just look at the fact that, I mean,
I hear the music here. That's a short segment. And hold on here, and then we're going to get down to some stuff here. Hold on, and we'll be right back.
Thank you. The Berkeylite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeylite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeylite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeylite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Have you ever considered purchasing storable foods? Well, now is the time to do so and take advantage of Ready Reserve Foods pre-special, pre-oil shortage, pre-drought, pre-bank collapse, pre-housing collapse, pre-dollar collapse, pre-economic collapse, pre-martial law, pre-war, possibly nuclear, pre-bird flu special, and your order will be shipped within 7 business days, not months like some food brokers. Ready Reserve manufactures the food we sell, and we have done so continuously for over 35 years. Call 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com. We produce only the best in storable foods, all from the USA. 1-800-453-2202. Prepare yourself and family for some rough and bumpy times. 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com.
It's not a matter of if, but when. If it happens, you want to be ready to give your loved ones a fighting chance. Do not rely on someone else to come through for you at a time when it could be about life and death. Your best chance is Safe Castle Royal, the premier crisis preparedness buyers club out there. Members get everything at rock-bottom pricing, with at least 20% off everything in our store all the time, and free shipping to the lower 48. Emergency storage food, prefab shelters and safe rooms, and hundreds of other essential products will get you through the toughest of times. Right now, you can join the club for only $10, a one-time lifetime fee that gets you some of the best prices anywhere on preparedness products. Please use the coupon code Club Radio when joining to receive your special membership price. Do it now. Go to safecastleroyal.com. That's safecastleroyal.com. Sign up and use the Club Radio coupon code or call 1-877-673-2394 and be on your way to peace of mind that comes with being prepared.
Well, this is Ralph Kummer Winterode II back with the Ralph Winterode Show, and we have Walter Wright. We're talking about child custody out of Florida, and Greg Pound has just had his four children's rights terminated, and Walter Wright is not too far out from they're going to do the same thing with him. And what I wanted to point to is some of the what's really going on behind the scenes here. Because what goes on in that court is nothing but an illusion. You're in the land of Oz. The scriptwriters are Congress, which are paid off. They're all in it for the money. The state are the lackeys of the feds for money. And in this last week's research here, came across some very interesting statements that in courts. And I'm going to read this first one here. That first of all, an agent requires two parties. It can't be an agent of somebody like the lawyer. He is your agent. There's got to be two party. There's got to be a legal duty between the two. That means he's supposed to be doing something for you, and of course you're doing something for him, like paying him off. They want to suck you dry. That's what most attorneys do. But this is the first thing that's going on here in this issue, and this particular site here, it says, and I'm quoting, this court has accepted fact-finding by an administrative agency as an adjunct to the Article III courts analyzing the agency to, it's and not, I can't say the word, analogizing, the agency to a jury and a special master permitting it in admiralty cases to perform the function of a special master. It's analogizing the agency. So what they're doing is these agencies are acting like a jury. They're acting like the jury, and they're adjunct to the Article III courts. They're tied in outside of the regular Article III courts. And the thing is, of course, we don't understand who they're an agent of. And they're an agent of Congress. Of course, there is another issue that comes into this that I also found in this, and this is also the Supreme Court of the United States is holding to this. Generally, the ultimate fact finder in administrative proceedings is a commissioner board, and such trier has not heard the witnesses testify. And this is out of United States v. Raddatz, R-A-D-D-A-T-Z, 447 U.S. 667, it's on page 682, that's 447 U.S. 667, and it's a 1980 case. So here is the underlying thing, and by the way, this was first held by the Supreme Court in 1932 concerning wages on a workman's compensation issue. So what they're saying is the agency is acting like a jury. They're the fact finders. Outside, they're adjunct to an Article III court, where your constitutional power, where the judicial power of the United States resides. And this commissioner board, they're saying in Raddatz here, has not even heard the witnesses testify. Does that, like, sound familiar?
Exactly.
This is the game that they're playing out there, and they've allowed these adjunct agencies to sit out there. But guess what? It also, then this is holdings in a lot of different cases. This one happens to be out of Crowell versus Benson. This is 285 U.S. 222, 1932. The very same case that allowed these agencies, and this is a quote, in agencies, in cases brought to enforce constitutional rights, the judicial power of the United States necessarily extends to the independent determinations of all questions of both law and fact. Independent determination of all questions of law and fact. So now, if you, in this research that I found in all of this, what it got down to is when Congress creates rights against itself, Congress can deny all remedies, or if it's intermingled with constitutional rights, the Supreme Court says they can have these adjunct, these little administrative agencies or a master or God knows whatever they can come up with, adjudicate your constitutional rights as long as there's a Article III court to oversee it. This is the game that they're playing. And so the question and the core issue is, what are these rights that were created? How did they get us out of the right to have a trial by jury of our children? Greg Pound has fought that. I don't know, Walter, have you demanded a trial by jury in yours?
Yes, and they denied me.
Yeah, so, you know, like in Alaska, we had a tabby up here have a trial by jury, a cat. Now, I have a cat. Actually, I have another one that I got in here to feel sorry for him, and I've got the cat Christmas girls, because I haven't got along. They're both neutered toms, so hopefully that's going to work out. But they had a trial by jury over a cat in Alaska. But your children are even lower than one cat. Now, I'm messing with my putty cat is fighting words. Messing with my children's, I can't even imagine if I had children. I can't even fathom it. I just can't imagine what it would feel like to have your children taken when you know you've done nothing wrong, and they hold them out there for money, and the people do not understand what they're fighting. And the bottom line is, where's the source problem to this? Well, I tripped on it. I've been looking for this for quite a while. And I've got to do a little more research on it, but the bottom line of this whole little gamut of things, of course, I'm always one of the few out here, they created this fictional thing called a citizen of the United States. And everything hinges on that fiction. As soon as you enter the land of Oz as a citizen of the United States, and that's the thing that they want to hold us to, that's the game. That's the name of the game. But they also did a another little neat trick here. And excuse me, I'm looking for the case here. And the case is Main, M-A-I-N-V, and it's Tibautot or something. It's T-I-B-O-U-T-O-T, and it's 448 U.S. 1, 448 U.S. 1, 1980 case. Now, this is a real killer case, and the judge in the Supreme Court, he just lamb-blasted. One of them was Rehnquist. He lamb-blasted in a dissent. What is wrong with you people? This was over a Title 42, 1983, where... they, after the Civil War, they didn't free the Negroes. All they did was make them slaves on the congressional plantation, said you can have the same rights as enjoyed by white citizens. Then in 1870, they very quietly said, oh, by the way, you guys are the same as white citizens, but we're not going to tell anybody when you're naturalized. It's a quiet here, because we got a thing going, because we're going to sucker everybody in here and make them all slaves. But what they did in this is so astounding. The Constitution, Article 6, talks about the Constitution and all laws of the United States made in pursuant thereof are the supreme law of the land. It's laws of the United States. That's the laws of our government. Of shows source, origin, relationship. D is an article. A particular United States, not the three of them that the Supreme Court says exists out there. But this is the real killer. Back in 1871, and I've got to go back and reread this again, it either happened by the revision or by the Congress, they made it the Constitution and laws. And laws, not laws of the United States. And here's the game. What they're doing is when they say and laws, there are two types of, quote, laws technically that can exist in our constitutional republic. There are the laws of the United States that exist within the several states. There are the laws of Congress. Congress's laws. They exist only in the district where they have plenary power, and that's an Article 1 grant, or they exist in the territories under Article 4, territories and possessions, rules and regulations. And what my research has found and what I found with these public records that I'm going to be making available here with these books, I get the rest of it copied and OCR'd, is what they're doing is they created the Land of Oz, and they have intermingled the Article 4, three courts, where Congress has absolute plenary power. There is no separation of powers. And they brought it to within the several states, and the way they get away with it is because we are deemed to be citizens of the United States, and that's what this judge was talking about, though, under the Constitution and laws. And is it the laws of Congress or the laws of the United States? Well, I can tell you what it is because I got it in two public records. It's the laws of Congress where we're under whatever Congress is doing, and Congress says we are going to enslave all of those people down at the bottom by offering money to all these little state people down here, puppets, and these guys will dance to money. And we're going to have these administrative agencies that find these facts, and they don't even need any witnesses. The Supreme Court has said so. They just make it up. And that's what I know. I don't know much about Walter's case, but I know in Greg's case, this is what they do. There's no facts because the first two hearings, he wasn't even allowed to bring in any facts. We don't want to hear from you. We've got our facts, and that's it.
Same thing with Walt's case. Exactly.
Told me the same thing. And if I tried to defend myself when they told lies out in open court, and the judge says, if I hear anything else from you, I'm going to have a bill throw you out.
Yeah. So we don't want any facts here.
They had two big old black bailiffs there ready to throw me out. And then every time that they told a lie, I tried to correct it. The judge says, I'm going to warn you again. If you say anything else, I'm going to throw you out, or I'm going to have them put you in a holding cell.
Okay, hold on. Music's coming on, and we'll be back and some more of exposing what is really going on behind the black robe and under the black robe. And God, we don't even want to know underneath there, do we? Anyway, we'll be back in a minute.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Introducing the new Blueprint Water Unit. This one-of-a-kind water technology uses natural frequencies to clean harmful toxins from your drinking water. We start with one of the best four-stage reverse osmosis systems. Then we retrofit the Blueprint Water System with twin vortices. This primary technology is designed to clear harmful water memory. We then imprint blueprint frequencies harmonic to the human body. This is the only known living water recreated by live essence infusion. According to reports from users, the water helps balance the body's internal pH. Others have said the water has helped promote weight loss through detoxification. This water is so good, your body begins to crave its healthy input. For more information, call Natural Solution toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
Well, this is Ralph Kermit Winterode, the second tier, back with the Ralph Winterode Show out of Alaska, Truth Seeker of the Far North. We're going to expose this truth and what these people are really doing here. Got two guests, Walter Wright and Greg Pound, and George on Florida on the line. Go ahead, George.
How you doing, Ralph?
I tell you what, I'm second air and meaner in the hubs of hell.
Oh yeah, so I'd like to know, what are the next remedies, Greg? What's the next thing, strategy that Greg can do? I made a suggestion, like that habeas corpus, they should try appealing it to the 11th Circuit Court of Appeals in Atlanta.
There are a couple of things here that we can do. First of all, I've got to go back because we really created a firestorm. The one thing that they did not touch, there's two things they didn't touch and they absolutely couldn't touch. First of all, that United States District Court is nothing but a territorial court. It's all a ruse. They can't touch it. We put it in the public record. They cannot go there. They did not touch the cooperative agreement that was filed into the private law contracts. That's conclusive and legal evidence that that judge is bought and paid for. They did not touch the fact that that judge is not a public officer of the state of Florida. Those issues, there are actually three. They didn't touch any of those. The cooperative agreements is an absolute killer. The issue of the The United States District Court, being a territorial court, is now give information out. It's been filed in a civil court in Alaska. It's heading to the Supreme Court if you made the deadline. And with this research I've gotten, we can strengthen this in this module to get this out with conclusive and legal evidence. That court doesn't have the authority to tell Greg Pound to quit pissing in the urinal. Terrible thing to say. They don't have any authority. They have nothing. And they went to great lengths to show all their administrative nonsense. Well, that's fine, but the bottom line is that is not a court, and the information that I have now, that I've got several holdings of the Supreme Court, if it's a constitutional issue, you have a right to have the facts and the law adjudicated independently of any type of agency nonsense. That's the key. Because if you can't get it into a court of law where you can actually bring in witnesses, it's just like this thing here of Greg Pounds. The only reasons they cite is because he wouldn't do a case plan. And that's what they're using against Walter that I can understand. It's the case plan. We don't care that you didn't do something right. We kidnapped your children, and we are making money, and we have a plan here. We want you to go through the plan so we can all make money. And then we may or may not give your children back. Probably won't, especially if they're good. So we can, if they're good children, we can get around and send them out for adoption, and everybody makes money.
Well, you know, the thing is, it's like these judges, they commit treason on that bench. It's absolute treason.
Do you know where the highest levels of people doing treason? It's at the Supreme Court of the United States and in every court in America. It's in the cop shops. It's in the every one of these bar associations, almost every attorney. You can't say exclusively all of them, of course. There's exclusions. That is where the highest crimes of treason are being committed. But that's because the Supreme Court said when you have two or more people, you put the law to two or more people, and they knowingly proceed forward to waging war against the laws of the United States, and that's treason. And Congress. Congress, all of your legislative people, they're all committing acts of treason, because when you put the law to two or more of them together, and they just keep right on trucking, that's treason.
This is why they wanted to, like they said, it's supposed to be the 13th Amendment, that no one in with titles of nobility can hold office.
That's the original 13th, yes.
Yes, I mean, where no lawyers, no bar members could ever be in the legislature or hold the executive branch.
Yeah, that was actually in the Constitution without the amendment. Yes, that's right.
Yeah, so you think that part of the problem is all these people with nobility titles in the legislature making law?
Well, it is part of the problem. One of the main sources is that we have a power of evil, which from my perspective, and I can't prove this, we'll call him Lucifer, Satan, whatever. There are forces of evil in this world, and they have an unlimited power to screw us over by deception. Unlimited power of deception. And we don't know the truth. And that's what they're doing. If you go back and look at the Civil War, sure, it was about freeing the Negroes. That was an element, but that was not the goal initially of this. This was a means to enslave all the people. And they didn't free the Negroes. All they did was screw them. I mean, that's a public record. They gave them the same rights as enjoyed by white citizens. That ought to make people get up in arms. That's a racist statement if I ever heard one, and you got to be a registered voter to vote to be that. And nobody seems to care. I can't believe it. I mean, and it's in this code, Title 42. It's in their laws of Congress is what they are. It says that you got the same rights as enjoyed by white citizens. My God, those ought to be fighting words. NAACP doesn't bring anything that out. Al Sharpton, Jesse Jackson, what a bunch of slime balls.
You know, the thing is, John Cooey, you heard of John Cooey? He's
no.
The one who kidnapped a young girl out of her room, raped her. I mean, not 10-year-old girl, raped her, and buried her alive. That man got more rights than Greg Wright and Greg Pound in that courtroom. He got more rights. He got a jury, and the press was so concerned that his lawyer wasn't putting up a vigorous defense for him just to save his life so he don't get that death penalty. And
well,
the thing
is, like in Alaska that I mentioned up here, we had a cat. Like I say, my cat is precious to me, but I understand that my cat is not a child. But we had a cat get a trial by jury. And you can't even get children to get a trial by jury. That's unbelievable, isn't it?
Yeah, I just hope the corruption and the rot in these agencies makes them collapse with it on themselves.
Well, we can only hope. We're going to break, and we'll be back in a minute. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Have you ever considered purchasing storable foods? Well, now is the time to do so and take advantage of Ready Reserve Foods pre-special, pre-oil shortage, pre-drought, pre-bank collapse, pre-housing collapse, pre-dollar collapse, pre-economic collapse, pre-martial law, pre-war, possibly nuclear, pre-bird flu special, and your order will be shipped within 7 business days, not months like some food brokers. Ready Reserve manufactures the food we sell, and we have done so continuously for over 35 years. Call 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. We produce only the best in storable foods, all from the USA. 1-800-453-2202. Prepare yourself and family for some rough and bumpy times. 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com.
Do you have a high electric bill? Do you use an electric company that just provides you expensive electricity? Not anymore. Visit www.energy-swap.com and take advantage of a new way to save on your monthly energy bill. Allow Energy Swap to switch your provider and receive the same reliable service and the best rewards program in the industry. Save up to 20% on your electric bill. Rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. No cost to switch. Flat rate plans. Reward program. What more could you ask for? A free gift. Try Energy Swap and receive a free getaway for two. Sign up today. 888-238-6397. That's 888-238-6397. Visit our website, www.energy-swap.com, and use the tool generator to calculate how much you can save on your monthly energy bill. 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
Well, this is Ralph Kermit Winterroad, back with the Ralph Winterroad Show, and got Greg Pound on out of Florida, Walter Wright. Both of them are dealing with the treasonous criminals of Florida. George, are you still there? I guess George is gone. Part that I also wanted to bring up about this habeas, and this is why this is important, what I've been talking about here, and probably people have to replay, because I'm going to do a show on what I briefly covered there about these agencies. But the real short story is agencies are operating as adjunct to the courts, outside the courts, on an Article III court. Well, guess what? In certain areas, maybe they can do that. But the court has held also that when constitutional rights are involved, you have a right to have the facts and the law determined independently in front of a court of law. And that precludes, eliminates these agencies. And these agencies are acting as juries. That's what people don't understand. They're acting as a jury, and you don't have any right to present any evidence to them. This is what the IRS does. The same game. They make up their own nonsense And then they get it into the court under rule 803.10 and 902 number 1, and all of a sudden it becomes the gospel according to St. John. It ain't got nothing to do with God, it ain't got nothing to do with anything, but it becomes a gospel. And that's what they do to the people that we're talking to here on the show, is they get around and they bring up this nonsense. Just like in Greg Pound's, they did not make one allegation. His whole reason for losing his children, because he wouldn't be psychoanalyzed. He had to confess that he needed to be, or in the battery side, the second one was that to be a battery, you have to confess to something that you don't want to be, that you've never done. You have to confess to a crime. Not one allegation made of how his children got in the system. Not one. The whole issue is you don't do our case plan. And by the way, we forgot to tell you and mention we all have private law contracts, which is unconstitutional. It's a separation of powers violation. There's a regulation that says states that for the state to get money, there's got to be cooperative agreements between the, quote, judicial side and the executive side. That's an absolute violation of separation of powers. Now, in this habeas that Greg Pound filed, they came back, and really what they're standing on, if you go read in the footnote 4, I need to put this out there, it's all about, when you start reading through the nonsense, you keep seeing, well, there's nothing under the 14th Amendment, and there's nothing under Title 42, 1983. Well, the reason why there's nothing under Title 42, 1983, because those are not laws of the United States. Those are the laws of Congress. They can write anything they want in there. You have no constitutional rights under Title 42, 1983. It is not about constitutional rights. It's about the benefits that Congress wants to give you. That's what it's about.
Ralph, do you mind if I say something? You know,
go ahead.
You know,
hit them high, hit them low.
You know, we get so frustrated as parents because we've tried everything in the court system, from spending all our money and doing everything that we possibly can, trying to get something done legally. And after a while, you begin to say, this is a bunch of, I don't know how to say it. But, I'd like to have you just listen to what Walt's got to say. This is the way we see it. This is the way, I mean, we can talk about all these laws and all this other stuff, but these people don't care about that. I mean, we presented the facts. We presented the law. They don't abide by the law. All we know is that these lying pedophile sodomites are in positions of authority, and we can't get them out of authority. And they got the guns, they've got the sheriff's department, they got the police department, they got our tax dollars, they've got all the authority, and yet they come in and they lie, cheat, and steal, and they're oppressing people and their kids. And we don't have no militia left in America that can come out and defend us. We need parents, we need men to come out and to defend my rights to my kids. Walt's right to his kids, who will take a stand with us and say, listen, you pedophile sodomite, go ahead, Walt. Tell them what you were telling me while we were on hold.
We need to call all these televangelists out. Rod Parsley was on television yesterday saying that they're taking children from parents in Sudan, Africa. Well, heck, they're taking parents from people here in the United States and not giving them a fair trial. They're taking their children, charging you with all these crimes that they know that is not true. The judge is saying, well, he believed everything. He's the judge and the jury. He's getting paid. The longer you stay in the court, the more money he's making, the more money all the attorneys making, the more money DCF making, the more money all the providers. The psychiatrists are making $200 or $300 an hour just to sit there and agitate you and find out that there's nothing you've done wrong, but they say, I still want you to take this other class. So I've taken 8 or 9 classes that cost at least $700, $800 a piece that taxpayers have to pay for. I've had 5 attorneys, and they said, well, this guy obviously has a problem. He can't get along with an attorney. How can I get along with an attorney that's telling me, just go ahead and say you beat the kid? I said, well, if I say I beat him, would they let him go? He says, of course not. Well, why should I say that I beat the kid? So we call in all of these big-time preachers like T.D. Jakes, Rod Parsley, Eddie Long, Oral Roberts, Pat Roberts, Paula White, Benny Hinn. They need to stand up for the children because they're saying the children are our future, and children are inheritance from the Lord. And they preach all this stuff about the kids this and the kids that, and they're raising all these millions of dollars and riding around in Learjets, and these kids are scared to go to sleep because they're being adopted out to same-sex parents that's going in there feeling on them and making love to children. That's what's going on. They're adopting these children out to those type of people.
And the bottom line is, where's the good church folk?
Yeah.
Hi. They're scared
they
to say
anything. They won't fight, will they? They go into church, do the money laundering in there by donating money and write it off with the IRS. First of all, that almost every church has signed up their IRS churches, their churches of the demonic side. And then the people that go in there are all good citizens of the United States. They've sold their birthright. They don't even, maybe they don't recognize it or understand it, but they've sold their soul and their birthright for a bowl of porridge or as a prodigal son. They sold it all, and they all go in there and say, "Hoo-ho, oh, golly gee whiz, we all going to do good." Then they walk outside, and Greg, and I know he's standing out there, and he said, "Look at what's going on." They say, "Oh, we don't want to be bothered with that."
I went down and stood with Greg, and the public wanted to fight us because we was telling them what's going on with the children.
Kind of makes you wonder about them good God-fearing Christians in there, don't know what they're all about.
The Christians don't want to hear it. When you go to churches and talk about it, the pastor's saying, "Well, you know, if you have your hands in the lion mouth, you got to ease it off. If you ease it out or snatch it out, he's going to bite it off either way it goes."
But why won't they stand and fight? That's the question.
They're cowards. The pastors are cowards. The church members are cowards. Everybody wants to be humble Christians, and they're just letting the people strip away all the kids. They're taking away children with no evidence. The judge is saying, "Well, I believe everything they said." My children testified that they were not beaten. They were not abused. The judge ushered them out of the courtroom and said, "We can't let them testify anymore because they're scared of him." He's answering
yep.
for he's more ruthless on me than the Department of Children and Families. Judge Nylon
yep.
needs to be taken off the bench. I've written him up through the Judicial Qualification Commission. And they're saying that there's nothing we can do. We cannot interreact on his decision. I said, "I'm not asking you to interreact on his decision or action, that you replace him with a judge that can just give us a fair chance to be heard," and they won't do it.
See, that's what I'm trying to get across, is they can't, because they're all bound by contract. That court, it's not a court. It's an illusion.
When they had a fair judge there that was ruling in favor of people that was doing right, they said that I made death threats to her, and she says, "Well, I know that these allegations are unfounded." She was a lady judge. She says, "I know these allegations are unfounded, but being as it may, I must recuse myself." When they get a judge that they know that's going to do the right thing, that's not in their pocket, then they say, "Well," and they did this in several other cases, they say, "Well, this guy said he's going to kill that judge," and then they make him get off the bench. That's how they did me in my case. I wasn't going.
Yeah,
who's crazy enough to kill a judge?
Well, there are people out there, I guess, but that's the bottom line, is you can't ever cross this line. You can't threaten him. You can't do anything. We got to do everything that's legal and lawfully, peacefully, because that's one of the things they want you to do, because as soon as they can get you to cross the line by some bullshit thing or whatever, then the next thing you know, they got the charges, you're in jail, and they got the children, and they won.
I never crossed the line. I never threatened him. I never even thought about threatening the judge. They just used this as a decoy tactic to get this judge off of the bench because she was a fair and just judge.
Well, there are a few of them out there. Like I say, there's a few judges, there's a few lawyers, there's a few police. There's even an occasional senator representative. Not many. It's like Ron Paul is running for president, you know, and he's basically our last hope. Our constitutional republic is being held by such a thin thread. There's almost nothing left. It's been overthrown for a long time. It's gone, folks. We're an occupied country by a bunch of demonic fascist terrorists.
They terminated a Hispanic lady's parental rights, gave them to her sister. She says, I'm about to lose my mind. I said, "Baby, you got to stay and fight." She says, "I can't fight. I'm about to lose my mind." She went to Budapest to a monastery. I said, "Hell, if you went to Budapest to a monastery, you already done lost your mind."
Yeah.
She said that's the only way she thought that she could contain her sanity was that she had to go to Budapest, and that's where she is now. She just emailed me from Budapest. And
well,
they're taking her kids.
Like I say, is, you know, they pound on people like me, but I can't even fathom kidnapping people's children and supported by these bastards that are supposedly in power. I can't even imagine what that'd be like.
I mean, to file false police reports, when you got the sheriff's department filing false police reports, then you got the judges working with them, the state attorneys, guardian ad litem, DCF, the whole system is using now children for money. We're down as a nation to using little children for federal grant money and the children are being raped and physically abused, stuck in places where they sit for 12 hours a day watching TV. 12 hours a day my kids are sitting there before a television. And you wonder why they're
half-brained. Well, like I say, one of the things that we need, Greg, is more evidence, and we can get these the cooperative agreements, anybody that's doing that's fighting these systems, you need real evidence, because you're going in there and testifying is basically has no effect, because these people are bought and paid for. It's all an illusion. And if we can get those other contracts that, like for this, whatever this name of this outfit down there in Pinellas County, we get the contract between the them and the state and between them and the foster care, I can guarantee you we can prove conclusively with real evidence why nobody ever gets prosecuted. But you got to get the contracts, because that's the legal evidence to make this thing happen. Because all the rest of it, it's just like this habeas corpus here. This judge, he gets around. It's called recasting. He gets around and moves this thing over into a Title 42 1983 issue. Well, as soon as you move it into Title 42 1983, you're into the land of Oz. It's about a citizen of the United States. There's no laws of the United States. You don't have a right to a trial by a jury. You're on Congress's plantation to do whatever they want. And I don't know why people don't get more up in arms about United States v. Babcock. The Supreme Court held, if you accept a benefit, Congress can withhold all remedies and all courts of law. Who in his right mind would want to step into that world? You have no remedy. That's complete tyranny. And that's what's going on today. And it's all about this Social Security nonsense, and it's about the status of being a citizen of the United States. And I can prove it all.
They're starting with young kids and poor people, but it's going to keep going up the ladder, because they're going to need more and more children to feed this fire, to steal more money. It's a $25 billion a year industry to take these kids and produce false allegations against the parents and feed all these providers. The psychiatrist that handled my case is building a house over in the Virgin Islands, and he travels over there. Most of the time, you can't even get him if you call his office. He's over in the island.
Yeah.
That's where he's going to retreat to when all this stuff goes down and these judges go to jail. He's going to be over there in the Virgin Islands. Somebody has to go over there and get him.
I don't know. It's to actually see how the people have been brainwashed, I don't know. Like I say, it shocks my conscience. I just can't. But I want to understand how they did it, so I can understand, because I kept researching all of these different issues out, and every one of them goes back to the Civil Rights Act of 1866, where they told the Negroes, we're going to give you the same rights as enjoyed by white citizens. And I cannot believe that that's there today, and nobody's doing anything about it. I mean, isn't that a racist statement, or You're black, Walter. Doesn't that piss you off that you can have the same rights as white citizens? Are you somehow subhuman, sub-something?
That's the way we're treated in the court system. Of course. That's the way we're treated. And there's nothing you really can do about it, because we don't have any leaders to say anything. The leaders are getting paid not to say anything.
Yeah. But where's the NAACP? Where's Jesse Jackson? Where's Al Sharpton?
The NAACP was founded by Jewish people to control blacks. And that's just what they're doing. That's just
they're
a
doing
hoax.
A hell of a job of it, ain't they?
That's right. The NAACP is just a hoax.
We got the NAACP that's a hoax. We got Congress that's a hoax. We got all of these DFYS people. It's just unbelievable. How do you get this many people to do things that are so devastatingly wrong? And it's all about money. That's the only common denominator. These SOBs.
Yep.
You offer them money and they'd sell their soul.
Yep.
Legal tender.
Yep. It's just unbelievable.
They're stockpiling money, stockpiling children. They're getting paid. All the providers are getting paid hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars a year just to agitate and tear apart families and destroy these young kids. Like, my son used to be young, healthy, and vibrant. Every time you saw him, he was keeping us laughing, making straight A's. We went to all the theme parks. Disney. We live in Florida. It's a tourist state. We've been all over everywhere. Now when he comes in, he just sits down and just looks at, he's sad because he's being kept away from his father. They don't allow us 1 hour per week to see my children, and then it's supervised. They got a camera right in our face, and they got a lady sitting there with a ink pen and a pad writing down lies. She'll say something like, well, the kids were very distraught today. They seemed like they had emotional problems today. Of course they're going to have that kind of stuff because you guys are pressing it on them. They won't let them even come visit their dad. They can't even come back to their own home that they was born and raised in. They won't even let them call me on the telephone. And this is somebody, I named him after me. He's my son. And I pray for him in the womb, and I pray for him every night. And I go in the room to check on him, and they're not here. There's nobody to button up in a warm jacket in the morning time. There's nobody to walk out to the bus stop in the morning time. That's what kind of father I was. And they won't even let me see him. They shut 1 hour, and it's supervised. They give people in prison more time than that. They let people in prison go on furloughs, go on work release. These kids can't even come see their own dad. They're not even allowed to call me. This judge held them in foster care for a whole year. Judge Nylon in Alaska County kept them in foster care for a whole year with complete strangers. And I cried every night that they was gone. He would not let me see them. And he told me if...
And this is what they're doing. These people are tyrants. They're terrorists. They're terrorizing families, and they're terrorizing children.
Yep. Hold on just a minute. We'll be right back here with the final segment. We're talking about child custody today. Right back.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Well, this is the final segment. This is Ralph Kermit Winterode II, Ralph Winterode Show out of Alaska. And I got Walter Wright on that's had his two children kidnapped, and Greg Pound, he's had his four children kidnapped, and he's lost his parental rights in their world. It's just unbelievable what's going on here, and we're not over yet because that first habeas is the first one that I'm aware of that's been filed in to really challenge these guys. It's a true habeas corpus ad subjunctum, and they always recast this stuff. They always want to, what they do down in Florida is they use the little rules of court to put it over into something so they can put it into a motion, then they deny it. And that's what they did here. This happened to be a Stephen Mary Day. What an interesting name for a United States District Judge. But there's tort actions to be filed against these guys, but the real solution is going to be the writ of quo warranto is to challenge all these guys and tell them to get off our ship, because guess what, folks? None of you have the authority. You do not have the authority to sit in my constitutional republic over my life, liberty, and property. And until we can get rid of these judges and expose them for what they are, it's like keep going to Hitler and say, hey, I'm a Jew. Can you be nice to me? And he said, well, I don't know. Maybe I will. What can you do for me? That's the type of situation, because I can tell you unequivocally there's not one public officer of any of the several states in Alaska. There's not a one public officer who's ever taken an oath to support and defend the Constitution of the United States. Not one. Every one of the federal judges all admit on their Form 61s that they're all employees. Everyone in Alaska says they're all employees. Employees are always under the control of somebody else. They've overthrown our constitutional republic, and they've dumbed the people down. They've offered them benefits, and they've sold their birthright. And this is the result that we're seeing, and it's going on around us all over America. And here it is, here's two people down in Florida. They've had their children kidnapped, and just like in his, it wasn't because he did anything wrong, because they didn't even put that in the order. They said because he wouldn't do the case plan, he had to admit to a crime that he didn't do, and he's never been charged with, and he had to be psychoanalyzed. So what the heck does going to a psychologist have to do anything? And then, like the Alice Brown did in Alaska, she went out and got her own, and he said, no, she's fine. They said, oh, no, wait a minute. We can't look at that independent guy. We got to look at our own guy that's got his hands in our pockets. Unbelievable.
I had an independent doctor also evaluate me, and they said, well, we're not going to take his because he's not licensed. This guy was licensed by the state of Florida, so they just said, and I said, well, I want to get it on record that he is a licensed mental health counselor, and it just, if you speak out again, I'm going to have you thrown out of this courtroom or placed in jail. Which one do you want? Just for defending yourself, you get threats of jail time. Just for telling the judge you want to get an independent evaluation, you get jail time. Same thing with the kids. They try to put the kids on psychotropic drugs. They're saying that my daughter had a mental problem. My daughter doesn't have a mental problem. This is a straight-A student. Bright, in a bright future, they're trying to destroy their futures. They take all of these children. There's 2,500 children right now that's in the state of Florida that's locked up into these different foster care things, and they're getting anywhere from $4,000 or $5,000 a piece, and if they can prove that, or say they get a psychiatrist says your children has a mental problem, they get $5,000 more.
Yeah,
so it's money
wow.
to diagnose, and they get more money if your children are on psychotropic drugs. And I fought like heck to keep them from putting those children, my children, on psychotropic drugs. And the guardian ad litem, they're in on it too. She was saying that, well, she noticed that my child, she's not a professional to say that the child has a mental problem, but she's getting
yep.
paid money to keep these children locked up into this thing too. So they
I hear the music, and I thank you both. I can't imagine what you're going through, the being deprived. First of all, I can't even imagine what the children are going through, being deprived of their parents, and
yep.
then But anyway, our show's over, and I guarantee you the fight's not over because we're not surrendering. So stay tuned, and if anybody's got anything, just mail me at Ralph at JustBelly, JustBelly.com or 907-357-8003. And we'll see you next Sunday.